been denied this right. Enduring human rights violations that have left deep scars on our society, despite the UNSC resolutions accepted by Pakistan and India both. The denial of this right by India has led to widespread oppression. The international community recognizes self-determination as a cornerstone of human rights, yet our voices remain silenced and our aspirations for freedom are overlooked. While elections are often touted as a means of expressing our will, they cannot substitute for our inherent right to self-determination. These electoral processes, conducted under an atmosphere of fear and military presence, fail to reflect the true desire of the people of Kashmir. Instead, they serve as a facade that makes the ongoing denial of our fundamental rights. We seek not just the opportunity to vote, but the autonomy to choose our own destiny, free from external interference. The right to self-determination is not merely a political demand. It is a moral imperative. Until our voices are heard and UNSC resolutions are implemented, the cycle of violence and human rights violations will continue, leaving our future in jeopardy. We call the UNHRC to support our struggle for justice and right to self-determination. I thank you.
I thank you. I now give the floor to Community Human Rights and Advocacy Center.
President, human rights mechanism plain indispensable.